Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, big issues, big guest. You know what's going on in Dallas, Dom Giordano program, but we don't live in Dallas, as important as that is with the woman that owns a hair salon there. Even more here, I'm on the side of the owner of Giovanni's barbershop out there in Media because of the precautions, the money, I believe, the owner has put into this to make it compliant, CDC, and all the rest of it. Will she open up on Saturday, as she has said before, despite the fact that you can't do that in Delaware County? Joining us is the owner, Nicole Messino, here on Talk Radio 1210. On the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Nicole, thank you very much. I know it's busy, harried, and all. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very well. Would you give listeners a sense? I read the other day, or we played NBC10's interview with you, of the things that you've done to make your shop compliant and safe.
So this week I had the shrink wrap walls put in. We have the UV lights in all of the drawers. We have face masks. We have the face shields. We all have a new apron to change into. I bought a ton of new capes so I can change them out between each client. I did replace the floor. I've done a lot to, you know, to be able to reopen.
How much would you say the cost of that was?
I probably spent around $5,000 to get everything done between the floor, the walls,
right,
and all the supplies that I had to get, which I would have had to spend anyway, you know what I mean, once they do give us the go-ahead, because I feel like what I put in place is going to be required anyway, because I've looked at other states and things that they are requiring, so I kind of went off of other states, because our state board's actually lacking, and they haven't given us any direction at all.
No surprise there, but I got to say, look, some of these people that open up, I get it. They have to feed their family. You have seven barbers or people that work with you, I think, but they're not buttoned up like you are. That's what I salute. You buttoned this up big time. You're probably safer than just about anybody anywhere in the state or anywhere else based upon these requirements. But now you've said you're going to open up on Saturday. What time, if you do open up over there in Media, would you be open, Nicole?
If we do decide to open, it's going to be 8 a.m. We're going to work our normal hours on Saturday, which are 8 to 6.
Wow. And you have seven people that cut hair there?
Yeah, we only have five chairs, and we kind of like rotate shifts.
Okay.
There is seven of us.
So do you feel, has there been any retaliation? I saw something in the paper today about your occupancy license, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there has been, you know, the police have reached out to me, you know, people have reached out to me. You know, I feel like I took a stand for all business owners, you know, across the state of Pennsylvania, because we're not getting any help. Nobody is willing to help us. I've called state reps, and, you know, they're very, like, helpful when they're on the phone, and they're like, oh, you know, we're working on getting this unemployment up and running.
Right.
But it's not, like, it's... So we were able to apply in mid-April, and then they shut the system down. So just over this course of the last week, they've opened that system up and allowed us to file. We were finally able to file this morning. Now, I don't know how long that's going to take for us to get it, but I feel like I did something. because this maybe it made them say, hey, look, we got to get these people some help because they're going to be starving soon.
Well, you are not just throwing your hands up and going wild. You are working the system, and the system is not working for you. What is the police stance, Nicole? Would they come and shut you down on Saturday?
So that is what I've heard, that they will pull my occupancy certificate and that they will shut me down. We're planning for that. We do have a shop meeting on Friday. We are all gonna meet, and we're gonna sit down and talk about, you know, our plan and what we do plan on doing, and if this is a risk that we are all willing to take.
Why would the others be at risk, Nicole? We know you. They would take away your occupancy license, your business, probably fine you. God knows what. The other people, what are they afraid would happen to them, do you think?
So they could also take a chance of losing their license and not be able to, they wouldn't be able to cut hair.
Well, look, I am extraordinarily friendly with the mayor. I don't think the mayor, I can't speak for Bob McMahon, is on board with any of this stuff or whatever. I don't know that he's the decider, though. Who is deciding that it's because you've been public and you are a business that looks to be like a thriving business, that you've gotten this type of response, Nicole. So who is it? Is the DA involved, for example? Do you know?
So I'm not 100% sure who's involved. I kind of feel like they're all just following orders, and I kind of feel like I'm the only one that has come out and spoke about this, and I feel like everybody else wants to open, but they're just scared. You know, like they're scared because they don't know what's going to happen. So I feel like they're all just following orders from the state. And, you know, being a police officer, you have to follow and do what they tell you to do.
Exactly.
You can do your job. You know, so even if they agree with what I'm doing, I feel like that they just have to follow what they're being told.
Well, the normal course of action, though, would come out and cite you and say, we're going to fine you. And that would be reasonable. I'm not saying it's right, but that would be a legal thing. But to threaten to shut you down on the first day, I don't think that's coming from the cops. I don't think they would do that. That's just wildly excessive. They're afraid if you do this and move forward, you're going to inspire a lot of other people to say, you know what, we got to reopen here. The statistics tell us, like Delaware County, most of this is in nursing homes, et cetera. And given you're a textbook for what you've done to make this safe. Now, do you have an attorney representing you, Nicole?
So I have spoke to attorneys, and I mean, I could have one if I wanted to. I don't have a retainer on any right now, but I do have, you know, attorneys that I could, you know, hire if need be.
Okay. Anything else? Tell us about your shop. Tell us the exact location. Hopefully when we come out of this, we'll all get haircuts there, given that I think you're taking a stand. I don't know if you're inspired by the woman in Dallas or you're more fearful of what's happened there, but you should know the GoFundMe page for that woman in Dallas is over 500,000. And to my knowledge, she did not do what you did. She just kind of reopened her shop. If I were your attorney, I'd be arguing, my God, this will be compliant when it reopens. Why can't it be done now? So where are you located, and what's the specialty of your shop?
So we are at 18 South Olive Street in Media. We are right off of State Street, so we're kind of like in between State Street and the courthouse. And we specialize in, you know, men's hair cutting. We do a lot of straight razor shaving. We do a lot of beard trims. You know, we do waxing, so we do nose waxing, ear waxing, eyebrow waxing. You know, we do a ton of little kids. We're a very family-friendly oriented shop, and it's a really good business. And, you know, we have a really good reputation in Media.
Oh, absolutely. From what I know, you do, and you're in a good location there. What's the website for Giovanni's?
It's giovannismediabarbershop.com.
Very good. Well, Nicole, I am on Saturday. If you happen to be open, we'd love to get you on. And I hope they let it go. If they threaten you with a fine, that's one thing. I'm sure that's, you know, a reasonable course of action. But just to come in and shut you down, I feel for you, but I feel for the cops, too. I don't think that's what they want to be engaged in. They're there to serve and protect, not to harass people like you.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, good luck. Whatever you decide tomorrow, thank you very much for coming on today. And again, I tried the phone number, so it's better to just go online, right, to book an appointment.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole, very much. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.